Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Andries van Rensen, the executive director at United Hertzler Schools in Cape Town. The reason for that is there have been changes that I think it will be worthwhile speaking to him about. Andries, good afternoon to you, and thank you for talking to us here on 101.9 Hi FM.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Just going to declare my hand and say I'm an alumni. So whatever goes on in that school system is of particular interest, but I think it's of particular interest to the entire Jewish community. Yeah, over to you. What is in fact going on structurally at the United Hertzler Schools?
We have announced a Section 189A last week Friday, a very painful decision that we had to make to restructure the school to see if we can get the school sustainable.
When we talk about the school, Andries, though, you're talking about a particular, you're not talking about the whole system, you're talking about Hertzler Constantia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so now we're talking about the entire school, so the entire Hertzler community. So as part of this announcement, we also announced that we are probably going to have to close Hertzler Constantia and Kerem as part of this whole process.
For somebody who's been out of that community for quite some time, just talk to us and give us a sense of size. How big is Hertzler Constantia? How big is Kerem? How many kids are affected?
Yeah, so the total number of children in Constantia is roughly 150, and in Kerem is 80 or so. So that's the total number of children. And it is a portion of the total Hertzler that is around 1,700 children for next year. So. The unfortunate picture there is that over the past 5 years, it looks like the enrollments has dropped by around 36% or so, which is a sad reality with some very real financial implications. And it's really, really painful to have to respond to that during a really tough time that everybody's going through.
No one understands that. I'm just trying to understand what the greater message is for the Jewish community, and perhaps whether us in Johannesburg have, you know, whether you're trailblazing in this regard. When you talk about the 30% fewer kids, is this again, is this throughout the system, or is this in Hertzler Constantia that we're talking about?
So this is specifically in Hertzler Constantia. Across the whole system, the drop is also evident. It is lower. Across all the schools, the drop is around 20%.
That's high.
But it is quite high, and it is, I don't think it's uncommon for many schools in South Africa, specifically private schools. We have seen the impact of immigration, but it's not only immigration, it's also affordability. And, so this is the sad reality. Since a lot of the affordability of the school comes through donations from the whole community, and the community is also under pressure. So the funding that is coming from outside is also under pressure, and therefore one needs to make the responsible decisions.
Why was I under the impression, perhaps mistaken, Andries, that the Cape Town Jewish community was particularly well-funded, that they looked after their funds in a very responsible manner, that the Elliot Osrams of the world had set up trusts, etc., that it kept the schools in very sound financial basis in order to confront the future? Is it just the fact that those resources were just not large enough?
No, it's not really that the resources aren't large enough. It is a growing resource, and I think that is a wonderful reality that through the funding of the trusts that they've put together, combined with some additional funding from the United Jewish Campaign, the school was able to run ongoingly. But during COVID, what has really happened is that people that were previously donors or that are still donors, they are under pressure. And at the same time, parents who are parents at the school are starting to battle to pay their school fees. So you get a double whammy.
Absolutely.
So on the inside, you see that the income is coming down because parents are under pressure. And on the outside, the donors that is keeping it going is also under pressure. So if you put those two combined together, then you see that you've got a real problem. And we are aiming at trying to make the school sustainable for the longer future and for the whole of the Herzliya community, and the very painful and unfortunate decision to close Constantia and Kerem as part of this process is the reality.
Andres, everybody talks about the possibility of making any money. He talks about education, education, education. You know, the Kuros have done well, the Advertex, you name it. Everybody sees this as the industry that's going to come and save South Africa. Are you not sitting in a place that is just full of opportunity if you were to open the schools up and invite others to attend? Was there not another way of doing this?
Simon, the reality is that the Kuros and the Advitex are in the same economic situation that we are in, and they are experiencing similar pressures.
Really?
What we have in our system is 8 schools, and some of the schools have some children, and other schools have got spaces available. So in our situation here, there are enough spaces available in the City Bowl campus to absorb all the children in Constantia and Kerem. So that is part of the reasoning why this is the proposal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even in my day, which was a very long time ago, there was never a significant Jewish community out in the southern suburbs. A few, yes, but it seems to me that Jewish demography has moved, if anything, to the Milnerton area. That seems to be where younger people can afford to buy houses and live.
Yeah, I think that, look, the Jewish community of the Constantia area is a really important part of the bigger community. We had a school in Milnerton as well a couple of years ago. This is before I started here. And yes. That school had to be closed as well. It was Daphna. So the community really over the past couple of years seems to have moved towards the Seapoint area and the City Bowl. And what we are doing here is we're consolidating our enrollments, and you know, the Jewish community in Cape Town is also, as you've seen the latest Jewish surveys, it has dropped significantly. So all impacts.
Andres van Rensen, the executive director at United Herzliya Schools in Cape Town, thank you so much for your time. And yeah, you're trailblazing. Hopefully we are a very, very long way behind. But once again, thank you for speaking to us.
Simon, thank you very much. And as an alumni, I must say to you, I'm saying this with great sadness. It's never an easy or a good time to announce something like that.
No, I absolutely understand that. But yeah, once again, thank you so much.